You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news that another 6.6 million people signed up for unemployment benefits after losing their jobs last week. That's only slightly under the record set the week earlier. Economists have been up at night worried about this figure out today. This is starting to sound more intense than even the Great Recession of about a dozen years ago. Let's consult Diane Swonk, the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. She joins us from Chicago.
If we factor in all those who are still trying to get into their unemployment claims and actually trying to apply and are now eligible to apply but unable to because of the antiquated systems, we probably have exceeded the 8.8 million loss in jobs in 3 weeks' time and nearly doubled that of the Great Recession, which is just stunning.
And we're seeing in this morning's figure it's spreading into new industries, the layoffs?
Exactly. It's almost nowhere to hide. Not only is there the food services, the leisure and hospitality industries that were first hit, there's retail, there's manufacturing, there's wholesale trade, there's areas where there is hiring because of online, still also firing. Also in healthcare, we're seeing all those small dental offices, small physicians' offices, many laid off healthcare workers, and those workers are often showing up as volunteers in hospitals where the crisis is the worst.
Diane Swonk at Grant Thornton, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.